And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 2nd. This week in 1969, the group Mountain formed with Leslie West and Felix Pappalardi from New York and Corky Lang on drums from Toronto. Liverpool renamed its airport after native son John Lennon this week in 2001. In 1955, the Lawrence Welk TV show premiered. Elvis's movie King Creole opened nationally in 1958 this week, and he already was in the U.S. Army at the time. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock reached number one on the Billboard charts this week in 1955. It had not been a success the previous year when it was released, but in 55 it went to number one and the rock era began in earnest. Brian Wilson appeared on stage with the Beach Boys for the first time in 12 years this week in 1976 in concert in Anaheim, California. The very first Casey Kasem countdown of his American Top 40 radio show began this week in 1970. Ray Charles' first album was released this week in 1974, self-titled. 57, rather, and it was self-titled. Paul Revere got married during the intermission of his concert at Kings Island Amusement Park in Cincinnati on America's Bicentennial in 1976. In 1955, Gene Vincent's leg was crushed when his motorcycle got struck by a car in Franklin, Virginia. The Beatles accidentally snubbed Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos, and her husband pulled their police force protection, and a mob then attacked the Fab Four in 1966. Dick Clark's TV show, Where the Action Is, debuted this week in 1965, and it also had hosts Linda Scott and Steve Alamo. Paul McCartney met John Lennon for the first time at a Liverpool Church Festival concert by John's group, the Quarrymen, this week in 1957. Jefferson Airplane was formed in San Francisco this week in 65. Mike Dabo replaced Paul Jones as the lead singer of Manfred Mann this week in 66. The Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night, debuted in London this week in 1964. Paradise Hawaiian Style, Elvis's movie, opened nationwide this week in 1966. The Yardbirds broke up and Jimmy Page began forming what would later become Led Zeppelin this week in 1968. There was a riot that took place this week in 1956 and 12 people were hospitalized after a Fats Domino concert in San Jose, California. Johnny Cash appeared for the first time at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee this week in 1956. The Dave Clark 5 movie, Having a Wild Weekend, also known as Catch Us If You Can in the United States, had its debut this week in London in 1965. In the studio, Elvis recorded Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel, his first recordings with the Jordanaires this week in 56. The Brothers Four began recording Greenfields in 1959. Elvis's first professional recording session took place at Memphis Sun Studios, and the song that came out of that, That's All Right, Mama. The year was 1954. In 1965, the Four Tops recorded It's the Same Old Song. Them, along with Van Morrison, recorded the original version of Gloria this week in 1964. Jackie Wilson recorded Higher and Higher in 65. The Everly Brothers cut Till I Kissed You in 59. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded I'm Telling You Now in 63. The Everlys back in the studio this year was 1960, and they recorded Lucille. And in 1961, Ray Charles recorded Hit the Road, Jack and Unchain My Heart. Birthdays, Tom Springfield from the Springfields and Brother of Dusty is 80. Leapy Lee is 75. Paul Williams from the Temptations, born this week in 39. Fontella Bass, born in 1940. Judith Durham from the Seekers is 73. Mitch Miller was born this week in 1911. Robbie Robertson from the band is 73. Terry Cashman from Cashman and Weston, later the Buchanan Brothers, he's turning 74. Smiley Lewis, born this week, 1913. Producer Snuff Garrett, who is responsible for records by Bobby V and Gary Lewis and Cher and so many other artists, born this week in 1939. Bill Haley was born this week in 1925. Gene Chandler turns 80. Jan Bradley, 73. Della Reese is 86. Ringo Starr is 77 this week. Tommy D, born in 1937. Mary Ford is born this week in 1924. Steve Lawrence turns 82. John Waite from the Babies, 62. Jerry Vale is 85. Marvin Rainwater is our senior citizen this week, coming in at 92. and Bill Withers is 79. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 2nd. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com, and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.